It's the 40th episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
I'm Kevin.
I'm Rebecca.
And it's Halloween. Happy Halloween. Woo! And it's Kevin's birthday. Happy birthday, Kevin.
Thank you.
That's scary.
You're old now.
No, I was old last year. This year, I'm just another day in paradise.
Wow, this place is haunted.
Yes.
Closer to death.
For those who watched the last episode with Rebecca, you will know that she was having hair dramas.
It's back.
Wait, was that two episodes ago, though?
Yeah.
Two episodes ago.
The last episode with Rebecca. Oh.
Super goth hair. Back to the light.
Like yellow.
But electric banana for my sunny disposition.
Yeah. So it looks pretty great. It's Lady Gaga-esque.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
I know, everyone's always like, is that Lady Gaga? Oh, no, that's just some crazy bitch.
Thought she was in Seattle.
Oh, no, that's... They get tricked. Oh, shit, that's her again. Every day.
They look away, and then they look back, and they think it's Lady Gaga again.
Oh, shit, yeah. That happens to me all the time. I bet it happens to her, too. Is that crazy bitch? Oh, no, it's Lady Gaga.
Is that Rebecca?
Yeah.
Oh, it's just you, Lady Gaga.
On that level.
We also have pumpkins and candy corn. Which, Rebecca, I'm really glad you like candy corn. Because Kevin doesn't like candy corn.
I do not.
And I know a lot of people that don't like candy corn.
It's because the flavor is weird.
I love candy corn so much. And when people are like, I like candy corn, I just get really sad.
Do you like Tootsie Rolls?
I love Tootsie Rolls.
See, no. Those are ones that have always confused me why people like those.
Yeah, I don't
so
like
there
those.
We go. Those are horrible. Those are the
have
worst.
Have you had the flavored Tootsie Rolls, though? Were they like fruit flavored?
Hell no.
Oh, those ones are good.
I don't give a shit.
Those ones are good. The chocolate ones are the regular. Man, I haven't seen a Tootsie Roll in a long time.
Yeah, it's you true. Know if you get a Tootsie Roll.
It's because you used to get them in school.
Or in your Halloween bag.
It's true.
Yeah, you know, when you
they came in the big assorted bag or whatever, yeah.
You got the short, stubby guys, and you got the long, skinny guys.
Yeah.
And you got the square guys.
Do you remember the fruit ones?
They were all bullshit.
Oh, yeah. The fruit ones were okay with me.
Fruit ones?
Yeah.
They had like a blue or raspberry colored wrapping.
Yeah, they were like different colored wrappers, they were whatever color they were, like corresponded with what flavor they were.
Yes, correct. Yeah.
Those ones were good.
I've never heard of that concept before.
They were like,
no?
They were a little tart, so they were good. Oh, yeah. I mean, Starburst doesn't even have the right colors, so...
Oh, my God, I love Starburst. Jeez, Louise.
You might notice Rebecca has a little bit of a lisp today.
Yeah, I do.
Because she has vampire fangs.
They
match really well.
They do. They were made for me.
Yeah.
Weird. They look good.
I can't stop eating this candy
corn. Right.
You guys gonna finish that
whole
bag?
I'm not gonna eat it
bag.
Because I have the teeth in. So that was.
Can you eat it without insurance. Like eat around the vampire teeth?
They don't pop off. They pop off when you eat. Yeah, I've experienced.
Or if you're really careful and just like nibble.
I'm using them as like a, like what you put on a dog to keep it from mauling
a muzzle?
People to death. Yeah, a muzzle. Yeah.
Poor Max. Poor
basically,
Max.
It's a muzzle for me. Poor. Yeah. Oh no. I just wrap his whole face up.
If you had to muzzle Max, it would be like
nylon
2 inches.
Stocking.
Yeah, the muzzle would be bigger than Max.
Yep. It was his whole body would just be curled up in it, and I just hold him. My dog muzzled.
It's a muzzle bag.
Yep.
I don't have anything to talk about this week.
Neither do I.
It's pretty bad this week. It's really slow.
Well, I mean, in the cosplay world, it's off-season time right now. I mean, there's only, what, like two... Oh, these things are creepy. There's only two or three cons.
There's a couple
right
cons
now.
Going on, yeah. But yeah, it's generally... That's next weekend.
Yeah.
It's generally...
SteamCon would be next weekend, too.
R.I.P. SteamCon.
R.I.P. R.I.P. All my... Never mind.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so it's hard because people aren't talking about shit or doing shit, and you're just like, oh, okay. But in last episode's comments, Martha asked us if we had any dream cosplay shoot ideas, something you would really like to shoot one day, like a shoot bucket list. At one point, I did make a album on our Facebook called Cosplays We Want to Photograph, but it hasn't been updated in like a year or two. But I would say in general, not really.
Not for you. I have crazy ones.
Which ones?
Oh, wait. Is she asking?
The engineer girl?
No.
No. Is she asking about, like, outfits that we want to shoot or like shoot ideas? Because I have ideas. Oh, I don't know many outfits in particular.
Yeah.
Maybe an Iron Man one.
Oh, geez. Yeah, Kevin likes the Halo mech stuff, but I'm not into that. And I'm the photographer in this situation, so.
See, if it was a photograph situation, like if we could get a helicopter and plant someone on like the edge of a building during sunset, I would do that.
You can do that without a helicopter. Why do you need a helicopter?
Because you can take the picture from the air.
Why would you do that?
Because it's expensive and crazy. It's a dream.
It's
a dream, she said. It's a fantasy dream situation. How do you know?
Because I know.
The hair would be flying around.
Yeah. It'd be loud. You wouldn't be able to instruct them at all.
They invented walkie-talkies.
We'd be like, blah, blah, blah. God. All right, so that's your dream.
Fantasy denied.
Fine. Fine. Yeah, I guess I just...
Just because it's expensive and ridiculous. That's the only reason why you want to do it.
Partly, and I want to ride in a helicopter.
Okay. So you're using it as an excuse for something else.
Aren't fantasies an excuse for something else?
I guess.
Like, fantasy football is an excuse that I can't play sports.
I really like cosplay from, like, Aeon shit. It's an MMO. They have really crazy outfits, and people do cosplay as them, but not many people, and I've never actually seen one in person. So I really want to cosplay any of those because they're really intricate and crazy and cute.
Well, MMOs are hard to cosplay from.
People do it all the time.
Well, WoW is easy because there's like a set armor path, like set
there,
armor
there
and set weapons.
There is with Aeon too.
Maybe.
I'm just saying. It's an MMO. That's how they all are. Anyways, Tara has cool outfits when you're running around playing it, but they don't have like sets stuff, so it gets confusing. We also wanted like really flowy dresses, not like stiff dresses, but like super flowy, like long and crazy, those ones. But there's not a lot of characters that have that. To me, that's more of a fashion thing.
See, it's your fantasy. See, you can talk about it.
It's a fantasy, yeah. But no characters
have it.
Like,
safe zone.
Like the closest one I've gotten to that is that like the Sailor Serena. I don't even know, with the white like wedding dress type thing. That was close, but it wasn't long enough. So Serenity, maybe.
I could do Sailor Moon hair now.
You have Sailor Moon hair now.
It's a little more electric than Sailor Moon, though.
It's electric, yeah.
Yeah, so that's...
Electric
that's,
Sailor Moon.
What's your fantasy cosplay shoot, Rebecca?
The engineer girl.
The girl that Kevin hates. Why'd you bring that up?
Well, I mean, if it's any consolation...
I'm joking. I don't care what
she hasn't popped up.
Usually the fantasy cosplay is when the cosplayer shows up and it looks amazing. Like, it's kind of like a fantasy of the moment. You're like, holy shit! I mean, you know.
Have you ever had a cosplay that you wanted to make, but you were like, I could never do that?
Oh, I don't ever think I can never do things, but my cosplay... That might happen. Am I too loud now?
No, you're fine.
Don't worry.
What do you do?
Might happen next is the Alice Madness Returns, the Cheshire Cat dress.
That one's crazy.
Game, because it would have a lot of latex and a lot of mods and stuff to do, and you know, LEDs. And that would be fun.
Yeah.
But,
that'd be a lot of work.
So maybe that would be like a fantasy level one. Or I could be less lazy and
just do it.
So it's like one of the two.
And then cry.
Yeah, but if I don't do it, I'll just be like, oh, that was a fantasy.
It's okay. I didn't start it.
One of those things, you know.
So I didn't fail. Yeah. I wish there was, like, a mouth condom to protect your lipstick when you eat.
Do you remember that book of crazy Japanese inventions? I bet the mouth condom, and it's called that, is in there.
Yeah. Because, like, you know, I get my lipstick game going, and then I eat, and it just fucks shit up.
Well, you know, people don't eat, right?
Yeah, just
That's why models just look good all the time.
But, like, I mean, like, after this, I'm going to eat pizza.
Oh, it's going to be fucked up.
And the grease and everything is just going to fuck it up.
But then we get to reapply.
But then it doesn't look as good. It's like it's like off a little bit.
You saying the first time is the best time?
Yeah, it's so pristine. So, like, why can't there be, like, a mouth condom?
There is. It's called a dental dam. Look it up.
Isn't that on the inside of your mouth, though?
Dental dam. Is there beavers?
No, actually, I think it'll stretch over your face. Really? Do whatever you need it to do.
But then I don't think you can eat with a dental. Like, I need to have access to my teeth.
You're just asking too much.
Yeah.
Right. Why don't they just have like a paint on latex layer that goes on top of it?
It makes it super waterproof. Well, I told you about those. I don't remember what brand it is. Those lip whips.
Lip whips?
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's what they call them. But
oh, right, and they sprayed water on it.
Yeah, and like rub, and it, like does not move. But I haven't seen it with like grease rubbed on.
Hey.
That seems to be the kryptonite.
No sneezing on the podcast.
Yeah, that was
off,
rude.
Off the mic. It's winter time. It's fall now. Is it winter? Yeah, it's
like,
fall.
It's fall.
It's fall.
Winter starts like right before Christmas.
Like the 21st.
Right.
And it feels wrong because you're thinking, oh, I thought it was winter like a month ago.
Yeah, it's true. It's been snowing. Why is it not winter?
You think they have like latex lipstick?
I'm sure you could just paint. Yeah, I'm sure they do. Yeah, it's just paint at that point.
And then
point.
It would just stay on, and you could, like, smack them around and throw them across the room, and
is it like those wax lips?
Yeah.
Just wear wax lips.
Except with the opening, because they're closed. Guys, I need to be able to insert food.
This is why sexual fetish and food fetish are often combined. Start with the, you know, simple one for a lipstick that stays on your damn face when you eat pizza, and then minutes later.
How did I get here? I just wanted to eat a pizza.
Yeah.
All right.
Have you told the people what the two of you are wearing right now?
I'm wearing, we're wearing, like, Halloween lipstick.
Kat Von D, witches!
Are you wearing witches, too?
Yeah,
you
guys talked about it last night.
No, but I told you to wear the NYX one.
You can't tell this is not that.
No.
It's the same color as yours.
You're fucking killing me.
I'm sorry.
Okay. You want me to wear it?
So we're wearing Witches by Kat Von D. Sorry. It's a liquid lipstick. If you want black lipstick, get it. It stays on really well. It
goes on really well.
But it doesn't stay through a pizza, so, I mean,
that's
upsetting.
Wait, do we know this yet?
Other
Kat Von D products don't stay through a pizza?
Yeah, I have other Kat Von D lipsticks.
I don't have a lipstick that really stays on. Like, it always does that inner disappearing.
Yeah, and if it's...
outer's there.
And if it's really rude and you really fuck up, like, you get, like, the drip or something, then your whole face is just done for the day.
Yeah, yeah.
If you get the grease drip, you're just screwed. That's like eating a burger with lipstick on is just like, why? Or a burrito. It's just, you're fucked. You can't win. And then you look like a doofus. And then you have lipstick marks on your burrito.
Right here in the chin dip.
And then the whole center is out. And then you're just like, well.
What was the point of this?
Yeah.
What was the point of anything?
What was the point of getting up this morning?
So what's that setting spray that you...
We're just getting into makeup. Oh, this would be good for cosplayers, though.
Ben Nye.
Yeah.
I bought it, but I'm going to try it out tonight when I go to a zombie dance party. Woo! Anyway, yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't get the Krylon because they didn't have that. There's the top level one they were sold out of, but then there was a mid-level that he was going. It was either one or the other, and I just got the Ben Nye because I've...
Can you put it on your lips with that, like, effect?
You spray it all over your face, but it doesn't help the lips.
Lips tend to be that separate situation.
It's a different...
It's greasier.
Skin, yeah. And you're, like...
It's like your skin.
Like, you're...
I hate to break it to
you. Sorry, I meant... It's different skin.
It does seem like different skin.
It is different skin.
And then skin on your face is different from everywhere else. I mean, it's just, like, oils and...
Yeah. Like, your lips tend to be more dry and...
Yeah.
My T-zone is so greasy.
Yes, Kevin has a very oily T-zone. Sometimes I have to walk up and, like, wipe his T-zone.
Wow.
So can you imagine if he tried to wear makeup, he would just be, like, sweating it off. Oiling it off.
Well, from last year's Halloween, it's...
That was, like, a couple years ago.
Was it? Okay,
Kevin and I
years.
Did Dia de los Muertos makeup. It was very well done, if I do say so myself.
Yes, but and by the time we arrived, it had melted off my face.
No, it was starting to melt off.
I'm too oily.
It was moving.
You gotta get the setting spray.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
I'm gonna try it out tonight, and I'll give a
Let us know next week.
Back.
Because I'm sure cosplayers already use it, but any type of setting
spray
is good.
That there's some Pinterest
How much thing, is...
And it says it's the one that the Disney princesses use. So you think about it in, you know, Anaheim.
Yeah.
And it's hot. Okay, and they're in those costumes. And they're working all day. And if their makeup's staying on, hey, that sounds good.
Yours was, the one you bought, the smaller one, was $8.
Yeah, $8.
How many? Is it just wipe your face once?
No.
No, you do like that.
But how long does that one bottle last? Forever?
No. But it'll last for a while.
I'll give you an example. I use the Makeup Forever one, and it lasted me a couple months.
So if I touch your face right now?
I don't use it right now. I don't have it. No! Yeah. I used a primer today, so I should be okay. Primer and top coat, people. I don't know, setting spray, not top coat.
If you guys would like tutorials or videos about it, let us know. That might be an interesting topic we could do videos about.
Yeah, that's what I do. I use the Hourglass.
Do videos about
setting
it?
Spray.
Maybe.
How to do makeup.
Yeah.
How to purchase quality makeup. I know the people that like Homestuck, the full body gray stuff.
I don't know if people really do Homestuck anymore, though.
I know, but
when's the last time you saw, like, a Homestuck at a
con? I haven't been to a convention for a while.
You haven't? Like, April.
Yeah, I've been, like, my head's been in the oven. So, yeah.
Are you Sylvia Plath? Like,
no, you know. The dry spell.
Ah.
Since I don't seem to get my shit together for any other con during the year.
I know. We tried to get you to go to AX.
Well, I couldn't go this year. But next year.
Because you have time possibly. Off. You can get your own fucking macaroons.
I can get my own fucking macaroon. Palette of macaroons.
A palette.
$1,000. I walk in with $1,000. And I go, here you go.
I think the most expensive one's like $75. Or it's like $20.
Well,
the box. The big box.
Yeah.
12, 13, 17. 17 of those.
Wow, you're just a baller. You're not going to eat the whole con. You're just going to have macaroons.
Yeah.
You know, what would you have? Beignets are delicious, too.
Beignets. I'll just sit there. The con will just be happening for 4 days, and I'll just be in that restaurant.
It's so good.
It does make you feel good when you're in there. You're, like, fancy. You feel fancy sitting in there.
Yeah, I would want to, like, dress up and be real.
Well, no, because everybody else in there is casual.
Yeah.
So you can't dress up.
No, I'd dress up.
Yeah.
Would you wear this?
Yeah, I'd dress up.
I'd like some beignets.
Oh, I meant to put blood on this, too. I forgot.
It's okay. It stains. I can't be having that on my face right now.
It for the audio people.
Oh,
we had a dance.
We played
party.
Around with
the bed fell out and
we
scared
played
me.
We played around with blood.
Yeah, we had a dance party.
We had a blood party.
And we had fake blood. How about the congealed stuff? Did that stain?
Not as bad. It was right here.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna put some of that on my face tonight.
Yeah. And then you can have a stained face for your grandmother tomorrow and she'll be like, young lady.
Oh, she's giving up.
Oh, really?
She's just like, oh, Rebecca. If I'm there, she's happy.
Basically,
I'm at the bottom level. If I'm still alive, my family is like, all right.
She doesn't care what state you're in.
Yeah.
Aw, grandma. Yeah,
she's a good kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got nothing to talk about?
I honestly didn't prepare at all. Well, I was going to bring some stuff to complain about. But
oh, go ahead. Let's complain. Complaining hour. Can we spell complaining with a K?
You gotta be careful.
Kevin's complaining hour.
Gotta be careful. That's two K's in a row. One more and we're gonna get in trouble.
Complaining.
Kevin's constant complaining.
Oh, hour. KKK hour. No. Go.
All right. So I was thinking, like.
Sorry, I got really excited about my, whatever these are called.
Candy corns. Anyway, I don't know. Okay, so I was looking on our cosplay today. I was just looking for stuff to talk about and, you know, whatever. Just do my research. Anyway, no, it's not actually that. We've become a society right now where, like, we give out the participation trophies. You showed up, you did a good job. Here's a trophy so you don't feel left out of the first place trophy.
Okay.
And
are you going to be mean?
A little bit.
I'm ready.
Just a little bit mean. And it's like, at what point does criticism become cynicism, become, like, insulting, right? Like you have to be able to tell someone that their stuff is bad at some point, right? I know people do cosplay and do it for fun and don't take it seriously.
Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine. But there are people that, like, are getting compliments on the worst stuff I've ever seen in my life.
See, okay.
I don't want to say anything specific because I might just give it out and hurt some feelings, but I'm just saying.
There's nothing specific. You were looking at a bunch of pictures.
Yes.
All right. There's a fine line everywhere with that.
Yeah.
If the person asks for critique, you can give them critique.
Okay, but they're actively posting this on the internet for people.
That's fine.
Is that critique? Is that asking for critique at that point? Okay.
Here's the thing. There's a subreddit on Reddit called Makeup Addiction. You can post pictures of your face with makeup on, but if you don't say critique comments welcome or whatever that is, CCW, you cannot give CCW because it's offending. Because the person's just like, oh, I got this new lipstick, here it is.
Why are they posting on it? They're bragging? Is that what they're saying? They're saying they're so good?
Yeah, they're typically like saying, oh, I finally figured out how to put blush on. Oh, I finally figured out how to do eyeshadow on my eyes. Or I'm doing a fall look. It's like...
What if they do it bad?
They had a whole fight about whether you should give critique if the person doesn't ask for it.
But what if they did really... What if they said, oh, this is so awesome, and then they think they did such a good job, but really, it's not great.
At what point are you just being mean, though?
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm asking. It's like, you know, because...
You could say...
Like, if they... Okay, so in your example, the makeup, like, if they said, oh, I'm doing it so great now, and they do a bad job at it, do you tell them, you know, you're making progress, but it's... You gotta do the sandwich method. You're making progress, but it's still a little off.
Yeah, you gotta do the You gotta decide what kind of person you're gonna be. You can do the sandwich method and say, like Kevin said, like, oh, it looks like you got progress from last time. You know, if you do it this method or something, it might turn out like this, and that could be something to try. You can't just show up someone, you know, yeah, sure, their cosplay looks like a pile of poop or something, but you can't just show up in the comments and be like, no. It's just, I know it's the internet, but are you gonna be that person that's like a jackass? I don't think Rebecca comments on things on the internet. Do you post things on the internet?
She posts tons of things.
I post things on Instagram, the internet, but I don't comment. But being part of the Instagram world, we're having a real sensitive moment.
Really?
But when you think about it, it's kind of like people saying something like domestic violence is more prevalent now than it was back then. But no, we're just talking about it that more now than we were back then. It's been pretty much...
Yeah.
You know, at a
or
plateau
decline
since,
or anything.
Yeah, or whatever. Yeah. So, people are mean, and people will say shit like that, but there's more of this kind of circular conversations. Pretty much every post, there'll be that person going, gross.
Yeah.
Like, when you overline your lips or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Or something like that, oh, that looks so dumb. And then you have people going, oh, you know, she can line it however she wants. She doesn't have to, you know, impress you. But then blah, blah, you know, and it goes into this, I mean, pretty much every post has that on it.
Yeah, it just goes... back and forth.
But especially with the makeup, I mean, because I just see a lot of those posts. I mean, that's just how it goes every time. I don't really have a firm thing to say for some reason.
Well, the question is, do you think if it looks bad, like, okay, cosplay, if it's really bad, if it's just like, you're just like, oh.
Cardboard covered in aluminum foil.
It could be a joke, though. That's
where
the
line
is.
That's what I'm saying,
right?
It's
like, is it a joke? Is it, like, are they actually trying? You know?
Well, like, what are you guys talking about? Like, if there was, like, a cosplay contest, and I'm looking at...
No, it's posted on the... They posted it on Reddit.
Well, you know, that's just kind of posting it into the ether. That's kind of, like, an addiction we all have right now. I mean, I don't really think when you post something, you're actually...
Asking for
anything.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It's like people just want to show what they do.
See, this might be a mentality difference, though.
Because
see, I don't post anything.
Our lives are on the internet, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of people...
I don't post anything. Like,
you know, you're pretty social. I mean, you're an extrovert.
Well,
when you're an introvert, I think it's kind of like this new playing field for these type of people.
Right, because you can ignore...
Well, yeah, and you kind of just put yourself out there in these certain ways... And it's kind of like a life. It's part of your life. You know, it's... You know, I wasn't out there talking to people in this outfit, but here I am in this outfit in this forum.
Yeah. Mm.
But then you have this other stuff going on, which I don't
think you should give critiques unless specifically asked for. Come on, let's do Bambi Thumper. If you can't say nothing nice, don't say nothing at all.
That's true.
So...
That's true.
It's... if they say, I made this, mm-hmm. I need your comments and critique to help me make it better because I'm going to a con in a couple months.
Okay.
Then you say, you're not like, it sucks, bitch. You just say, hey, you know, this quite doesn't look right. If you did it this way, it might look a little better.
Or just leave the not, it doesn't look right. Just say, hey, try this.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
No, I mean, there are assholes of the internet that do that. Oh, yeah. I'm not saying that I'm one of them. I'm just saying that, you know, if someone throws something out there, just a general thing, just like, oh, hey, look, I made this.
Then no. You say something nice or don't say nothing at all.
That's why I don't post anything on the internet because I don't have anything nice to say to anyone.
That's why, yeah. It's like.
That's why I say nothing at all.
Yeah, exactly. Like I always. It's
what?
It's like looking through Instagram. How was that?
That was my laugh. I'm sorry. Just spring that on you guys without any kind of.
Warning.
You know, preamble. Or, you know, I'm sorry. That was my laugh. That was my real laugh.
But it's like we scroll through shit like so fast and we don't say anything. We're like, oh, that looks bad.
But I'm not that type of person.
On. Yeah, you just move
on. If I see something that's really cute, like I've posts like. I think I can, on my hands, I can count the number of time I've ever done a comment on something on Instagram.
Yeah.
That's when I see something like really cute or really amazing. I'm just like, oh, I gotta say something. Like, I just go, oh my God. That's like, it's
no,
not.
No, comments are rare.
The really, for me.
The upvoting, downvoting thing or liking is more.
I don't really care about other people that much.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a hard thing to achieve.
It is. It's kind of easy for me, though.
It's harder for everybody
pretty
else.
Pretty great.
No. Pretty easy for me, too.
No, you care. Kevin does this thing.
I just have a light switch.
He
just turned the switch off.
Just the no
covers
care,
the room
no
in
care.
Cellophane. Takes care of business. Just turns it back on. Goes to the Christmas party.
Kevin likes to stare at people.
I do.
In public. And it becomes a thing where we're walking down the street and then he'll stare at everybody. And it's just like, okay. And he'll always be like, look at that person. Like, he's always like telling me to look at people. I'm doing my own thing. We're like walking together and I'm talking to him and I'm looking around at the scenery and I'm just like leaving people alone. And he's like, hey, look at that person over there. Look at that person over there. And I'm like, what?
What is usually the reason?
Just anything.
Anything like unique.
Oddities.
Yeah, oddities, uniqueness.
Look at that person, they're tall.
Yeah, I do say that. I do point out tall people a lot.
And then like, oh, look at that person's like outfit. Look at those shoes. What is that? Look at that hair. Hey, it's you. Hey, it's me. You know, if someone even has remotely pink hair, not even the same. Like if they have like a streak of pink, he's like, hey, it's you.
Hold on one second.
No, and I'm standing there running around going, where? And he's like, right there. And I'm like, that doesn't look anything like me. Like,
you gotta, you know, take a moment to appreciate a man who's just, he can remember that you have pink hair when he looks away from you.
That's good.
Oh, hey!
That's good.
I recognize that.
He gets reminded of me.
He's pointing out, you know, like, look at those shoes.
When someone else has color. No, but last time he pointed out she had green hair, and I was like,
oh, see, then you missed the mark there. She has pink hair?
Oh, he said that was us.
From behind. I don't know. I thought it was funny.
Oh, that is kind
it's
of
a picture
funny.
Of a guy.
See,
of a,
that is kind of see? Funny. That's really kind of is you.
No, I said, haha. But in person, he's always like, hey, look at that person. Look at that person. And then I don't see them because I walk away or something.
It's funny as a picture, though.
Okay, but I'm just saying, he'll be like, look at that person. Look at that person. Look at that person. And I'm like too slow.
Do you know what it is?
And then I miss them and he gets mad.
Issue. For me, when someone's like, look, guys, stop. You know, and it's for me, it's controlling. I don't want to look at what you're looking at.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
give a shit. So it's a whole new level of...
Exactly. And Kevin,
what
and then
are we
he gets,
doing here? What?
And then he gets mad at me, like, that I don't see it.
He's
like,
not controlling he's you. Like, he's excited in his own thing. So you guys are just, you know...
He's like, oh, never mind. Just forget it. And I'm like, you really just get mad at me because I didn't see whatever, like, shoe you just saw? Like...
Because those shoes were so nice. I could get them for myself.
My favorite... is when he gets excited about helping someone and then he talks to them for too long. So there was a person doing laundry in our building and we were leaving, you know, our front door area.
Yeah.
And this girl had a laundry basket. And so he's like, oh, I'll hold the door open for you. And she's like, oh, thanks. Yeah. She's like, thank you. And then she, like, was walking away, and he's like, yep, yep, have a nice day, like, yelled at her, like, after. I was like, why would you just hold the door open and then just walk away?
Can't I wish people to have a nice day?
You always do that. They're like, we'll be walking, well, like, the conversation will be
introvert
done. And then
versus
we'll, like,
extrovert.
Walk away, and then you'll be like, yeah, okay, have a nice day, like, after they're, like, already, like, leaving you. Yeah, that is the introvert extrovert.
Yeah,
I'm like, I'm done. Let's go.
Like, I have
and
this
Kevin
thing,
Kevin needs to still hold on to that,
like,
conversation.
Do you say hi to people? Like,
yes.
When you
Yeah,
I don't say hi to people. People always have to say hi to me first, and I think I'm like, oh shit, I forgot to say. I go to work each day, everyone has to say hi to each other every day, every time, and I'm just like, I don't understand that.
So I didn't tell you about this girl I used to work with. Okay, so I work at a library sometimes, and I usually work alone in my position. Is there's other people there, but in my position it's alone. And for a while there was this girl working with me because her branch was getting remodeled, so they weren't open, so they just, like, transfer people around. So she would work with me on Wednesdays, and, you know, I'd come in and she'd be like, oh hi, and I'm like, hi, you know, whatever. And then anytime we crossed paths for the rest of our shifts, she would say hi.
Yeah, no, I've seen people like that.
So, like, we would, you know, we said hello, how you doing, how's your day?
You're aware of each other's presence on the...
We're done, and then we'll, like, I'll see her, like, 5 minutes later, like, in the library, and I'll, like, walk by, and she's like, oh, hi. And I'm like, hi.
That's you know, what it is.
Every time, for like, hours. Like, anytime I would, like, walk by her or make eye contact with her, I was like, hi. And I'm like, and then I felt weird, and then Kevin agreed that it was weird, but... I thought I was being, like, bitchy because I was like, we don't need to say hi, like, 20 times a day.
You get tricked.
Yeah.
I know, but...
And then after a while, I just wouldn't say hi. I just go,
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it is... Like, yeah. Like, if you... you know,
like,
you
no
might...
one else does that to me, I'll say that. So I've never experienced it before.
I just need to say hi once when I first meet a person.
Yeah.
You just need to say hi again.
I think when you and I see each other, we just yell at each other. We just go, oh.
Yeah, we're just like, we see each other, we're aware of each other's presence. Yeah. I mean, you yell at a bitch on the sidewalk to get her attention, but you're not saying, hi, how you doing? You know?
We see Rebecca a lot on the sidewalk, so we yell at her a lot.
Just hang out there.
Yeah. Yeah, like, my coworkers now, I say hi, and then that we never say hi again. Like, if they need something from me, they'll just walk up and say something.
See them. Yeah. Like,
That was always funny, though, and I felt like I was being really mean because I was like, why does she always say hi? But I found out it was weird.
It is weird. That's pretty like, concentrated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, like, across the span of humanity, people like to say hi every day.
Well... I didn't...
We didn't have topics today.
No, so we're talking about hi. Well, in Seattle, it's especially weird because a lot of people are introverted here. Yeah. And so it's not consistent. It's like...
I still find myself being the most introverted, though.
I don't know.
I'm waiting for my crown to arrive in the mail. Like, you know, they'll be introverted in their own, like, Seattle freeze way.
Yeah.
But they're still... I don't know.
Like, when people say hi to me, I just smile. Which I think is appropriate, right? That's okay, right? Like, I acknowledge you. Hello. Yes.
Hi, as in, like, on the street, a stranger walks
up
to
you. No, like in our building, everybody says hi to each other, and they'll see me alone sometimes, and they're like, hi, and I'm like,
I do believe the appropriate follow-up was, how are you doing?
Nah.
And then you walk away as they're explaining.
Yeah, that would be good.
We haven't even reached that level, bitch.
There's too much conversation.
Like, next level. I mean, that's like...
Yeah. So when Kevin's with me, he says hi for both of us. So someone will be like, hi, and Kevin's like, hello, and I'm like, like, looking around. So people probably think I'm a crazy weirdo.
That's fine.
Yeah. It is fine. Anyways, I'm done. Let's go.
Let's go. What time is that? I've lost track.
We've been on for about 30 minutes.
Okay.
Good job, everybody.
All right.
Oh, you didn't do your...
No, that's fine. I do it at the end now.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah, do it in the middle.
Do it in the middle?
God, you don't know anything. No, I'm just kidding. Love you. It's your birthday.
And I just get yelled at anyway. This episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast is brought to you by Pinky Paradise. Visit elitecosplay.com/Pinky Paradise and get your cosplay contacts now. Orders over $130 receive free expedited shipping, which is 5 to 7 days from FedEx to, or 5 to 7 days from your purchase to your door.
Hi.
And thank you for tuning in to the Elite Cosplay Podcast. We'll see you next week.
I make fun of him because he looks at me during the
episode 41.
Wow. Getting old. Our podcast getting old. All right. Love you, everybody. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Woo! Spooky boogie.